Time to talk to Diane Lowe. It's the segment called Random Ramblings, and it's brought to you by the Farm Bureau Insurance Smart Cop Agency. And Diane is actually joining us this week from Florida. And Diane, like I just said on the weather report, it's sunny here, but I would imagine it's also sunny, like you said, off the air in Florida, but it's probably warmer than our high of 47 degrees.
It's almost like you're in a different world down here. It was just about 80 yesterday sunny, and it's just you forget so quickly how crummy and snowy the weather was back home. It's unbelievable.
No, it really is. I've only been to Florida a couple times in my life, but every time you go, the first day is just a surreal experience of how warm
it
is. And then once you get there, it's like, wow, okay, I'm used to this. I could get used to this for a while. But
I hear you.
Absolutely. So what do we got this morning? What are we talking about?
Remember last week we kind of did the quiz, and one of the things we talked about was how much manure the girls do?
Yeah.
I decided to tell you what we're up against right now. Right now it's springtime. And we need to get the manure on the fields because we have to get it on the fields before we plant. But we can't get in the fields because of the water and so on and so forth. But I'm just wanting to show you a picture of how much manure we have.
Sure.
We have a slurry store that holds the manure, and it holds 2.3 million gallons of manure.
Wow.
Well, that sounds like a lot, but then I decided to break it down so that you could kind of visualize it a little bit better.
Mm-hmm.
So if you go to my website, afarmwife.com, there's a tractor with a huge red tank that we spread manure. It would take 306.67 full loads of that to empty the slurry store. If you could fill up an average car with manure, we would fill 143,750 cars of manure to empty that. If we would be filling barrels, like a fluid barrel, which is 31.5, we could fill 73,016 barrels of manure.
Unbelievable.
We could fill 3.5 Olympic-sized pools. We could take a top-loading machine, and it would fill 69,697 washing machines. And instead of pop and 16-ounce bottles, we could fill 18,400 bottles of manure. We could fill 1.5 to 2 water towers. And if we drank manure like a cup of coffee, we would be able to serve 36,800,000 people.
That's a terrible pot of coffee, Diane.
Exactly. And one last visual. If everybody held 1 gallon, you know, a jug of it, and we lined everybody up, and given every person about 3 feet of space, we could make a line from Grand Rapids to Miami or from Grand Rapids to Salt Lake City.
Oh, my goodness.
So does that help you kind of see what 2.3 million gallons of manure is?
That is unbelievable. Then that's just your farm, right?
That's just our farm, and that's just one slurry store. We have two.
Wow.
So,
unbelievable.
Yeah. So we have all that manure that we have to get out in the field, but we have to do it in a way that it's not too much in certain places. We soil test. We use GPS marks. We have people come out and test. It's very specific, and it's very monitored. So it's a lot of work.
So it's not just spraying an even coat over the field. You actually test what needs it more than others.
Exactly.
Wow.
We have it tested, and we have like I said, a GPS mapping that shows more goes in this corner of the field, less goes over here. And then we test the soil periodically to make sure it doesn't have too much of this or not enough of that. And we get tested because that's one of the things that they're watching for, is to make sure people are taking care of the land. And that's what we want to do. We want to make sure we do a good job and take care of it the right way.
We're talking with Diane Lowe. Her website is afarmwife.com. Diane, this is one of the reasons that I find it so fascinating because, like I said earlier last week, you know, there are so many things, you know, a farmer that we just assume that you guys do, and we just don't understand the details. What equipment do you use to spread this manure out?
We have a big, huge manure tank and a tractor, and then we also have another one that's like 3 times as big as the one that you will see in the picture. So ours, we actually spread out with manure. Sometimes we soil inject it. Sometimes it gets broadcast on top of the ground. But if we spread it on top of the ground, then we go back and we work it into the ground quite quickly. because it will lose value as it sits in the open air and the sunshine. And then also to be good neighbors to the people. They don't want to smell the manure, but it's part of what it is. You can't help it.
Mm-hmm.
So there's other people who have big, long irrigation pipes that will go out into a field and then kind of spread it in the field. We don't do it that way. But ours is basically tractors and manure spreaders.
Jeez. Once again, Diane Lowe is joining us this morning. I already mentioned your website, but Diane, I'll give you a chance. People want to find more information or see this picture. Or where can they go and how can they get in touch with you?
It's just www.afarmwife.com. And then you can also follow us on Facebook, A Farm Wife on Facebook. And there's more things on there, too.
All right. Diane, enjoy Florida, okay?
I'm going to. Thank you.